Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Bay House Buzz. It's a foggy, foggy day in Gosport. Everyone getting into it. You can't put your thumbs up, Chelsea, and think that everyone who's listening to us can see that.
Sorry.
So how was our journey in this morning, all right?
Foggy.
Foggy, yeah. I think we've established that. Was anyone woken up by foghorns this morning?
Yes.
Yeah?
They're so loud.
I was thinking this as I was coming in on the ferry. I was like, I would hate to live around here. Yes, it'd be beautiful views, but
yeah.
The noise. It's crazy.
They've done it all morning though, haven't they? Because
yeah,
it was really badly foggy.
It was so bad. Like, I was coming on the front of Ryde to get on the ferry, and like from the road you could normally see the beach and the sea and the North Island, which is what we call the UK bit, and couldn't see the sand on the beach, couldn't see the other side of the road, couldn't, like,
I woke up this morning,
really
I opened
foggy.
My blinds and I went,
Where's
the other houses?
Where's the world gone? Absolutely, it's crazy, right? So it's been a busy week for us again, as always. We're ramping ourselves up towards our PPEs. You guys have got your timetable now, yes?
Yeah.
How are we feeling?
Bit nervous.
Okay.
Bit anxious, but raring to go.
Okay. Remember, anxiety is a good emotion to feel as long as you only feel it for a little bit and then you get it under control. There's some really good tips for you in your planner. At the back, there's some kind of managing exam stress, and there's an assembly coming up for you ahead of the next set, so in January, so how, you know, how to manage it, because you might have got these results and thought, oh yeah, it's amazing, so I'm just going to sit back and do nothing, or oh, I didn't do very well, so what's the point of trying? So Miss Smithbone is going to be doing a nice assembly for you on how to manage with the stress and cope with it.
So for a lot of people think, oh, we've got a week and then we've got half term and then we're straight back into the exams. It feels like it's far away, but it's not.
No, it's really not. And your first one back is English language, isn't it? So it's a big one. Day one, 9 o'clock, first day back, bosh, straight in for English language. Ooh! But we've got to get those ones in early because the poor English guys have got so many papers to mark. It's craziness. So the quicker we can get those papers out, the better.
Mm.
I'm not saying anything, but the GCSE dance one's on the 7th in the morning. So make sure you do your revision for Mrs. Perry as well. Just put it out there. Yeah, so it's coming up. And again, there's tips on how to revise in your planner too. So those planners are really good for year 11s. And actually looking at how to cope with the stress of the exams, but also how to manage your time and how to look at like what to do to revise. Don't just read your notes. It won't stick.
Yeah.
It will switch your brain off. So it gives you lots of handy things to actually do to revise. All right? That's tips to every year 11 out there who's listening, whatever school you're at, to kind of help you get through your mocks as they come up, your PPEs, your pre-public exams. All right. How's your week been, apart from that?
Been pretty good, actually.
Yeah? What have you been up to? There's a smirk there. Why is she smirking, Chelsea? Why is Sophie smirking at me? What's going on? What don't I know that all can be not shared with our audience?
On Wednesday, we were meant to have a football game for the girls' football
team.
Yes,
you were. You were going to tell me how it went.
We were meant to be at home to Bridgemary. I can already see Sophie shaking her head.
Uh-oh.
We didn't find out it was cancelled
until
like 45 minutes after school finished.
Oh.
Because it said we were at the Coptat, so we walked to there with our friend who goes the same way. And there was like Mr. Frisbee and like a bunch of like younger year boys there.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, where are we?
Yeah.
So he goes, I can message Miss Lucas to see where you
What's
guys are.
Idea?
So he goes, she hasn't responded. Should we just go to the Astro? We went there. Mr. Stancliffe and more boys were there. So we're like, okay.
That's a shame. So do we think Bridgemary cancelled it?
That's what we think, but we aren't entirely sure.
Okay. That's a shame, because we need to get the girls' football off and running. It was so good to hear that you guys are off and running, get it? It's so good to hear you guys have got numbers to have matches and stuff, so it's great, it's really exciting.
Yeah.
We've got to get, I know Miss Lucas is really excited about the football getting up, so, you know.
Yeah.
Let's get it going too. The other thing we've got today is Hot Chocolate Friday. Have you guys ever had a Hot Chocolate Friday?
Once.
Twice for Chelsea. Chelsea's got a mouthful of sandwich, everybody, so she's just giving me twice fingers.
Yeah.
I have to be very careful there.
We had one with our drama class last year, didn't we?
Did you? Nice. Were you on the trip last night, by the way? We'll talk about that in a minute. So, what did you get Hot Chocolate Friday for the first time you got it, Sophie? Or the time you got it?
Was it our drama class one?
It was our drama class one last year, because we did a show.
Oh, yeah.
In Eastleigh.
Nice. Yeah. What did you get? Did you get cookies? Did you get donuts? Did you get hot chocolate? What did you
get? I think there was...
Or was it a summer one where you got an ice lolly?
It was like December time we did our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it was like cookies or donuts.
Nice.
I can't remember.
So not the drama one, Chelsea. What did you get your second one for?
Funny enough, my brother nominated me for it.
Did he?
Yeah, Kieran did.
Oh, that's cute. Hey, Connor's just arrived. Come on in, Connor. We are live, Connor, just so we know.
Hello.
Come and take a seat and join the crew. So what did he nominate you for, just being a great sister?
I helped him out with his homework because he was like really a bit behind, like a lot behind.
Okay.
So I managed to help him and keep him up to track with that.
That's cool.
Have you ever had hot chocolate Friday?
Twice.
And what did you get it for?
I think schoolwork.
Just some awesome work.
Yeah.
Lovely. So I think the Hot Chocolate Friday team were with Mr. Adderley and Mr. Kitchen today. So I'm sincerely hoping there's leftovers because, you know, fairly peckish. Have you had your lunch?
Yes.
Excellent. Good, just checking. So drama trip last night.
Oh, amazing.
Warhorse is
loved
fabulous,
it.
Isn't it? Yeah. Joey makes me cry every time I watch that.
Oh, no, there was a girl that we went with in year 8 or 9, Eve.
She was sat next to me.
She was
crying
the whole time.
It's just so beautiful. It's really clever, isn't it? Why is it clever, though?
The horses. Oh, my God. The people that they have inside. Oh, my God. I was
puppeteers
stunned.
Are amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you start to forget that they're not real. They really bring a sense of character.
I know. I literally saw the horse. I was like, oh, there's a tiny horse. It's like a little foam.
It's beautiful.
And then,
yeah.
The foam, I actually forgot there was two people stood in it.
Yeah.
Like you, I'm trying to focus on the horse. You wouldn't even think there's people.
Is that the first time you've seen it? Cool. The first time at the Mayflower as well. What do we think of the theatre?
Love it.
We were sat so high up.
Yeah. Up in the gods. Yeah. Nice. So you got and the good thing about being sitting really high up is you get a lovely overview of what the staging looks like, which is great for your paper, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's really good. Nice. What time did you get back?
Like 11:15.
Oh, so nice and early then.
Yes.
We're not always exhausted. How's your week been, Connor?
It's been all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm missing my next two computer science lessons to do a food tech exam.
Oh, and what are we doing for a food tech exam?
Making pasta.
Oh, nice. From scratch?
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, make sure you're out of here on time today. I can't promise anything though. So we were talking about Hot Chocolate Friday, weren't we? Before we went on to talk about Joey and Warhorse. So, those of us who got Hot Chocolate Friday this week were Jesse Lyons, Joey Wang, Ollie Edwards, Alfie Sparks, Eddie Jacobs, Jay Thompson, Nova Binu, Molly Edmonds, Sky Goodwin, Sol Shan, Vlad Hiroshenko, George Westenjack. Oh my goodness, there's millions of you. Willow Sellers, Neva Mira, and that's everybody. So can we give them a mini round of applause? Thank you very much. Woo-hoo! Nice. Well done to everybody who's got Hot Chocolate Friday. I can't say it today, can I? It's definitely near the end of our half term. So everyone who got Hot Chocolate Friday today, congratulations, well done, and keep it up. Remember, that gives you house points, which we'll be opening up to spending after half term. Oh. Anyone who's listening, if you haven't got your vouchers or headphones or anything, if you ordered towards the end of last year, do come and see Mrs. Perry or get your tutor to send me an email, because we had a massive issue. It was the day, do you remember, on the last day of term, where the internet randomly stopped working. It stopped working around the world, and all the internet banking went boo 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 boo. Computer says no.
Oh, and that was that Windows update, wasn't it?
It was. Someone did a Windows update, and the whole internet went off. Either that, or an intern got fired for something. So really. I did about 400 orders on the last day of term. Only 135 went through.
Oh, wow.
And I only know that from looking at my bank statement. So if anyone hasn't got their voucher, pop me an email. I can't tell whose went through and whose didn't, because it just said they were all ordered, but the account didn't sort of take the money because it, I think, halfway through. So get your tutor to send me an email and I'll get that out to you straight away, because we're about to start cashing again after half term. So you guys, excitingly, we talked last time about pay for your prom ticket, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which is nice. So if you have, I think I need to talk to the year 11 team, but if you have 100% attendance from, I think it's the moment the cash in starts until the end of the year, you can then pay for your prom ticket with your points, which is really cool.
We'd also take like days that we have off and while we're not in.
Yeah, so anyone who has any kind of particular medical needs, things like that, is taken into account. So it's dealt with on a case by case basis, so that it's inclusive for everybody, which is really important. All right. So this week's votes for schools. Controversial.
We're in the same tutor, so we were standing to each other, and Miss goes, right, before I put this song, she froze the board to take the register.
Nice.
She goes, before I put what we're doing in votes for schools today, boys specifically, I want you to take this with an open mind, okay? And we all looked at each other and just went, why? Uh-huh. And then she put it on, we were like, oh, that's why.
So what was the topic? You can open it there, Sophie, it's fine, they're used to rustling.
Yeah, that's the background music.
Bourbon biscuits about to be opened, audience.
Hold on.
She's not got a cup of tea to dunk it in, which is a real shame.
I'm going to open both packets.
Yeah, good idea. So what was the vote topic this week?
Periods.
Yeah, essentially periods.
Are we talking enough about periods?
Yeah, are we getting better at talking about periods? So why was it like really uncomfortable?
The boys and our tutor, when they saw it, they were like, oh, it's this. They weren't expecting it to be that.
Mm.
But then again, some of them knew quite a bit, and I was a bit like, you know about this? Because a few boys are like, what is that? Like, half of them don't even know.
And why might that be problematic?
Do you think that if they don't know, if the boys don't know and understand about it?
I think it's because the female, like, girls like talking to their mums about it a bit more than they do about to their dads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad, he used to take my older siblings, like, shopping for stuff.
But do the boys need to know?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Connor?
Just learning how the body works. It's good to know how it could, like, affect people, how to help people.
Absolutely. I mean, when we say people, we mean people who menstruate. And it's really interesting that a lot of people think, when I back in the day when I was in school before they invented electricity and stuff, like boys and girls were educated separately, and the girls went and had the talk in the library, and girls weren't.
They still do that. I didn't do any type of puberty till year 6, and I think the girls were taken out in year 4.
So this was in secondary school.
Oh.
So, but yeah. So at least you guys were talking about it in year 4 and year 6. But actually, in secondary school, they still split us up, and the boys still didn't get any kind of education on it, which is a real shame, because actually you're all someone's son, you might be someone's partner moving forwards, you all know women, because, you know, there's three of you sat around you right now, Connor. It's you've got to understand. I mean, I've been seeing some really interesting comments about, like, can't you just hold it in until you go to the toilet and that sort of stuff, and not understanding the anatomy of the female body that means it's different processes from going to the toilet.
I'm not being disrespectful, but I also feel like male teachers as well.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, if I ask to go to the toilet and they don't let me go and I'm on it, I'm not going to shout across the classroom, I'm on my period, are you? So
some people do, and they do that as an excuse to try and get out even when they're not on their period, which is really interesting. You're right, and it's some male teachers, because they were educated when I was educated, never got to sit in that room, and that's why that can feel quite uncomfortable for them, because actually their only experiences will be from their female relatives. So it's quite challenging as a topic, so that's why I think Votes for Schools have put this in this week.
Yeah.
So are we talking about it enough? Let's have a look at how the results are coming out. So our school have said, are we getting better at talking about periods? And that's not come out how I thought. Yeah. So 65% said no. We're not getting better at it. And 34 said, I don't know why, I just have the yes or the no vote, don't I? So the discussion in tutor groups would have been the one. How did it come out in your tutor groups?
There's like 3 people who said yes.
So similar.
I think ours was majority said yes, and then there was a few people that said no.
And that picture that we've got is very similar nationally. So 65% of us said no, we're not. 66% of Hampshire said no, we're not. And 64% of the country said no, we're not. So actually we're not talking about it enough, and we're not getting better at it. Which is really interesting, isn't it? Because actually for me, we definitely have gotten better. Because, I mean, I know at our school we have free sanitary products. So if you're struggling, if you've forgotten, or if you've run out, or you come on suddenly, you can just go and pop to your office, pop to any of the staff, can I get some sanitary product, please? Whichever you choose. And we've got them for you, and they're in school. Didn't have anything like that, not even in my last school, let alone. We did in the staff toilets, and that's only because we bought them in for ourselves. But this school's great, I think, at being really open about it and having sanitary products.
It is, especially medical.
I think it's brilliant, isn't it? So that you can just pop in and go, I'm really sorry, miss, I've come on, have you got any pads for me? Fabulous.
I carry extras in my bag just in case.
That's because you're kind, Chelsea. So I think that's a really interesting thing. I know, but for me, when I disappear out of podcast land, I will go and have a look at that data and look at the year groups and see which ones are different. Because actually, and if it's different for different genders. So for our school, boys and girls were very similar. So 29% of girls said yes, we're getting better at it, and 33 should have put my glasses on. 33% of boys said we're getting better. So actually, more boys think we're getting better at talking about periods than girls do. Interesting.
That is actually quite interesting.
And I can drill down. I can see like how different year groups are voting as well, which is interesting. So, year 8 are really polarised. Only 2 people in year 8 think that we're getting better at talking about periods.
Really?
Yeah, and everyone else thinks no, we're not. Do you want to know about your year group?
Nice.
So 131 said no, 69 said yes. So actually it's a little bit more sort of reflecting of the national vote.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. So what was the conversation like in the room? Because that might reflect kind of how the debate's going.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was very quiet. And my tutor said that when, like, the scenarios come up, like the first one, she looked at it and thought, like, I'm not going to read this one out, so you guys can read it for yourself. And then she goes, oh, the tutor, everyone was just silent.
Do you think that the teacher doesn't want to read it out because we're not getting better at talking about periods?
Mm.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because some teachers don't want to make you feel uncomfortable or don't want to make themselves feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And talking about, it's essentially just a bodily process.
Yeah.
But I think because it's been conflated with other things, it's become difficult to talk about. Right. How else has our week been? Thanks for discussing votes for schools. Well done. Nicely done. We haven't got fixture results this week, apart from obviously our cancellation of the girls' football. What else have we got had going on this week? Anything? Ooh. We had Sir Roger Fry in on Tuesday, didn't we? Our CEO, our school founder, Sir Roger Fry, came in. Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah,
I saw him around the school.
Yes, did you see him being walked around by our deputy head boy and our head girl?
Yes,
he
came into my class with
so
Mr. Willis as well.
Yes, so Mr. Willis, Ollie and Immy were walking around with Sir Roger Fry. Sir Roger Fry, because he has a knighthood, just saying. He's Sir Roger Fry. And, yeah, they were having a little tour around. He was really happy with things. We're doing amazing things at the school, so really happy with how things are going.
Yeah.
He's the founder of Kings, so he's the
guy
who's started it all. Exciting times. Did you guys come to open evening last Thursday?
I actually couldn't.
Yeah, because I was in hospital.
That's slightly different, but continuing. For you,
I
Chelsea.
Tried to, but I just couldn't.
Yeah, you need to get into that sixth form. You've got to see the difference. You've got to go and see the guys. Did
you
see everyone in a pink yesterday?
Oh my god, I saw that. I saw like a sixth form and like a unicorn onesie. I was like, that's so cool.
I didn't understand what the pink thing was for.
But did you understand what the yellow thing was for? Last week, yeah. Okay, so they were doing
thing?
A similar. So the pink one is for breast cancer awareness. You know,
I thought
ribbons?
It was. Yeah.
Pink ribbons, so for breast cancer awareness.
When I told her about the wear it yellow, she goes, "I know about the pink for breast cancer."
Yes.
I was like, "My mum's already knows."
You see, so Chelsea's mum knows. So we just asked Chelsea's mum. So hi, Chelsea's mum. Hi. She can't see you waving, Chelsea.
Yes, I.
Oh dear. So.
I'm not good at this.
So yeah, well done. I don't know how much they've raised yet because they're still selling cakes and cupcakes and things today. But we'll find out how much they've raised, and hopefully next week on the last podcast of the half term, we'll know how much they've raised. But I do know we went over £1,000 for Wear It Yellow last week. So a round of applause for everyone in yellow last week. Woo-hoo! It was so cool to see everybody doing brilliant stuff in their yellow. However, that will be our last Mufti Day of the year, our last Own Clothes Day of the year, because unfortunately some people were not well behaved and didn't quite focus as
why
they
are
should
looking
have.
At me?
Why are they looking at you, Chelsea?
I wasn't even in the school.
but then don't be mean to us. Cool, blimey. So, we're going to draw ourselves to a close today. And Chelsea's knocking the table again. She's having it. We've had a tiff. So, thank you all for your time and your contributions today. Have a lovely rest of your week. Remember, there's some de-stress help in your planner to help you with the build-up to your PPEs. Use it. And there's also revision help in your planner to help you in the lead-up to the PPEs too. Thanks ever so much for joining us, everybody. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.